This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last Friday, the latest jobs report was delivered to us by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate, you might remember, fell to 4.6%, the lowest it's been in 9 years. But that's not really a number that tells us a whole lot about the human experience of working a job in this economy, of climbing the ladder and making a living and just getting by. That latter bit is the subject of a new project from The Atlantic. It's called Inside Jobs, interviews with people about their jobs, from school lunch servers to investment bankers to parking garage owners. Adrian Green is one of the editors on the project. She was in our Washington, D.C. bureau. Adrian, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Give me the nuts and bolts, first of all, I guess. I mean, how did you do? Did you go out and talk to people? Did you sit down and pick up the phone? What'd you do? How'd you find all these folks?
We wanted to get a really diverse set of people in a bunch of different occupations. So we started with the large categories listed in the labor report.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of reached out to people that we thought would represent interesting shifts according to kind of what those reports were saying. So, for example, healthcare is an industry that is supposed to grow at a greater than average pace over the course of the next 10 years. So we wanted to make sure that we talked to the kinds of people that represented those changes and hear about what those changes mean to their actual lives.
Do they have common themes, these folks?
Absolutely. They were kind of themes that we recognized as obvious ones that you would see, like work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we found the most interesting were kind of the ones where they could be applied to life at large, right? What it was like to adapt to change when your industry changed around you, or what it was like dealing with people. One of my favorite interviews was with a janitor, and he kind of equated—
At Harvard, right?
At Harvard, yeah, of all places, right. Kind of equated people's ability to kind of think about where they're throwing their trash, like, oh man, I missed the trash can, to like how much respect that people have for, you know, his occupation and the fact that he has to be the person that goes up behind and cleans up behind people that might not even think about, you know, who he is, or the fact that that makes up a majority of his day.
There was a McDonald's manager, I think, in Ames, Iowa, right? A college town?
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll be in food service in 10 years. Maybe I won't.
Yeah. Well, her story was particularly interesting because I think that her peer group had gone to college and were pursuing what she considered the quote-unquote real careers, and that they kind of looked at the work that she did as vastly differently or much more temporary as the things that they were striving towards because they chose the path of going to college. And I think that that's, you know, something that a lot of people encounter or struggle with when they decide to or not to pursue different types of occupations.
So now you've got your 100. You've got lawyers and engineers and Python wranglers and obituary writers. Are you going to keep going? Are you going to go overseas? What are you going to do?
For right now, getting over the 100 hump was definitely the main focus. I think that Beret, obviously being a business reporter, will continue.
Yeah, Beret Lamb, your co-author on this piece. Yeah.
Yes. My great colleague will continue to do a lot of great work. And on the project side, I'm really interested in what the American people have to say about a variety of topics, whether it's about their work or just about anything else.
Has this changed the way you think about your job?
Absolutely. I would describe myself as a pretty ambitious person, and I dedicate a lot of time and energy toward my work. And this project has kind of made me realize that work is not all that makes a person. It is the standard by which we are kind of organized and into a hierarchy and kind of the way that a lot of people make meaning. But I think learning from the people that don't get their self-worth from that or don't derive the same type of meaning from their jobs was the most inspiring part. Like, we can make a life that has nothing to do with our jobs, or it can be everything and it can be just as fulfilling.
Adrian Green is an editor at The Atlantic. Her project with her colleague Beret Lamb is called Inside Jobs. Adrian, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.